ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Makos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz L'Ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bended Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Maseches Makos, Daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara at the top of the Omud brings down the Shitta of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara brought down yesterday, and Daf Yud Gimel holds that Chayvei Krisus are Beklal Malkos Arboim, the Chayvei Mises Bezdin are not Beklal Malkos Arboim. Which is to say that if you have a person who is Oiver Chiv Krisus, we do give him Malkos, and we're not concerned with the din of Kederish Osoi, Mishum Risha Achas Atamachayvoi, Vyatamachayv Mishum Shtei Rishioi, since you don't get two Onshim for the same Isser. And over here, Iper Lachoyer, the guy is going to get the Onish of Malkos, you're giving him Malkos, and plus Chorus, we're not concerned about that, even though by the Chayvei Mises Bezdin, we would be concerned about that. We would have the din of Kederish also, and he doesn't get the Malkos because he's going to get the Mises Bezdin. Why aren't you concerned about the Kederish also by the Chayvei Krisus? Why do you give him Malkos? And Rabbi Akiva explained, because the Chayvei Malkos, the Chayvei Chorus, could be Niftar with Tshuva, and since it's possible to pater the Chi of Chorus with Tshuva, the Mela, therefore it's not a Kedei Rishasoi, and you can give him the Malkos. The Gemara asked on that yesterday, so what that he could do the Tshuva? The Maisa right now, he didn't do the Tshuva, and you're going to end up with the two Onshim, he'll get Malkos and he'll get Chorus. So on that, the Gemara on top of the Omud over here brings on Ravina's Teres. The Ravina answered that even though as yet he didn't do the Tshuva, nonetheless, Kores is called Loipsika Milsala Kores. It's not absolute, it's not a definite that he's going to get Kores because he could do the Tshuva. And the din of Kedei Rishasoi only means that he can't get too definite Onshim. Over here, the Onish of Kores is not a definite because he could do the Tshuva and not get the Kores, and in Mela, therefore we give him the Malkos, and it's no problem from Kedei Rishasoi. This is the Yesoid of the Rebbe Akiva, as explained by Ravina. We have this yesoid that a person who does tshuva on a chiyuv krisus does not get chorus. However, the Gemara spoke out, b'shem Rebbe Akiva on Daf Yud Gimel Beis, that only applies to onshei shamayim. There we say that onish bidei shamayim like a chorus. So there we say that if a person does the tshuva, then the present shamayil will be moichlan lohen. Masha ein kein chiv mises bezdin, which is totally in bezdin shamata, it's totally in bezdin down here in this world, it's not a onish shamayim. So therefore, bezdin shamata, person does tshuva, the bezdin shamata is not moichlan lohen, doesn't help to get off of the hook from the chiv mises bezdin just because he did a tshuva, and that's why there's an absolute problem with a rishosai, a mises bezdin, tshuva won't do anything about it, and since tshuva doesn't take off the mises bezdin, we're not going to give you malchus in addition to mises. That's the Rebbe Akiva. There's a big shayla in the Achronim here to understand what this chiluk is. Why is it that Tshuva takes off a chiyuv din bidei shamayim, a bezin shamaylo like a chorus is taken care of with Tshuva? Masha'en kin Tshuva, the same Tshuva, is not able to take care of a din on Bezin Shamata, like a Din Mises Bezdin, and other Din Bezin Shamata, like we'll see, none of them are Niftar with a Tshuva. Why not? And Kama Achreinim asked the Kasha, what happened to Tshuva? Tshuva is such a Gevaldik Koyach, it erases the past, it erases the affair. Why should it be that, like the Gemara says, that Bezin Shamata doesn't take Tshuva into account? A person does a big Avera, he does Tshuva, L'chare Bezin Shamata shouldn't give him an Oynish. And the Gemara says, that cares that the Bezin Shamata does give him an Oynish. What happened to Tshuva? So on this, the Chidor writes in the Sefer Ein Zoycher, the Chidor says that the answer is because tshuva is ikroi belev, and the ikroi tshuva zok techido is not the fact that the person claps al chet in his heart or he does certain pa'ulos. The main tshuva, the ikroi of tshuva, is that the person is makir b'chetoi and he recognizes the tremendous ovoid and he's misbayesh ma'oid and he's mischarat charot gemura and he's going to believe all the different chilukei tshuva that are brought down in the Rambam. He's going to believe he'll never do it again, and all these things are ikroi belev and zok of them techido. So mainly the bezin shamayla and with makir what's going on in the lev, and therefore it's able to determine that there's a real tshuva and it parted you from the chorus of an Oynish Shemayim. Masha Inkein, the Bezin Shamata, is totally unable to know what's going on in the lev. The only Ebishter is here on the lev of. The mensch can't see what's in the heart. And the Bezin Shamata can never know for sure, Ladas Matpoinois Liboy, to know what's hidden in the heart, Zokter. And therefore, it's impossible for the Bezin Shamata to really work with the Chesben of tshuva to parted you from the Oynish because of the fact that they never really know what's going on in the heart. I just want to add that according to the Das Midah, you have to answer the obvious question. He doesn't really ask that, why didn't you say that since he looks like he did tshuva, so maybe it's a safek, and since it's a safek, how are you going to give him onish b'deishim, onish bezin misafek? You're going to kill somebody misafek, misas bezin misafek, you know, maybe he did do tshuva. I mean, granted that bezin doesn't know for sure, but at least let it be considered a safek. So look, kimduma, that the chidah's intent over there, his kavon is to say that v'belt, that you can never ever know tshuva, that there is a tshuva, there is not, so maybe the Irish did not give tshuva into the hands of the Bezin Shalmata to reckon with it all, because it's never possible to figure it out. So the Eibush said, just forget about it. You don't have the koyach to deal with tshuva at all. Don't reckon it into the cheshbon, and you do your cheshbon of paskining a din misas bezin and carrying it out without reckoning tshuva in at all, because you can never know. So it's not treated as a suffix. It's machmas that bezin can't know. So therefore, the Eibush did not give it pershusam to reckon in the tshuva, to reckon it in determining whether the person should get the einish bezin. This is the shita of the chidah. It's not like a koyin in the sefer Takonas Hashovin, which is a whole sefer that Reb Tzadik wrote on Inyanei Tshuva. So he brings this teretz down in the name of Ktzas Achroinim. He's a Ktzas Achroinim. They said that the reason why bezin shamata doesn't reckon with tshuva is because they can never really know. Zokt of them, the Reb Tzadik, that it would be meduyik from them that let's say lu yitzur would be taka possible for bezin shamata to be able to taka no bebir gomu that there was a tshuva, so the whole thing would be different, and Mises Bezdin will go off, and all kinds of Anshei Bezdin wouldn't be given if the person did a tshuva shlema. It just happens to be a problem that we don't happen to know whether the person did tshuva. The Tzaddik says that this is completely incorrect. He said this is completely wrong. He's in Doich B'Toikif, this understanding. The Tzaddik says that the correct understanding is that a filu, if we could know, Bebirur Gomor, that the mensch did a tshuva shlema, Me'oimek Halev, and everything, and Afal Pikein, it isn't Bekoyach a tshuva. Tshuva does not a Bekoyach to remove the oinish of the Bezin Shamata. Even though tshuva is a tremendous koyach up in Shemayim and it could completely obliterate the Averis of the Psodic and completely remove a Siba to get an oinish Shemayim like a chorus, Afal Pikein, tshuva does not have, there's a limited koyach down here below, and it does not have Bekoyach, the koyach of tshuva is limited, it doesn't have Bekoyach to erase the Din Misas Bezin. So the Psodic and the Indian is that the koyach of tshuva to totally erase the past, to moichek the Ovar as if it never even happened at all, is a mufladik, incredible, supernatural koyach that we don't even understand how it could work. Because Be'emes, I mean, even if tshuva is taka a terrific thing and the person changed his mind and everything, and he won't do it again, but Afal Pikein, how you moichek the Ovar, l'maisa, the person has a past in which he did do the Aveira, and l'chayi should go inish for his past, even if right now he's holding in a different place. That koyach, zok, that a tshuva could erase the Ovar l'gamri, is an incredible mufladik koyach, and down here below, in the world of Olam Hazeh, which is a world of gvulois and megbolois, a world of limitations, the koyach of tshuva also is bounded, it's limited down in this world, and it's not able to completely obliterate the aveira klapei dina b'nei odom, klapei anhogas b'nei odom, and melech benzin has to rechon with it, like there is an ovar, the person did do it in the past, and they have to give him the punishment. It's only zoktav tzadok up in shemayim, where the gvulim of olam hazeh are gone, and you could have koychos that attack at limitless and in tremendous mufldik koychos, and the koyach of tshuva zoktav tzadok up in shemayim, or osid lovoy, is an incredible meshunadik koyach, which is in the mezgala b'shlei musoy, that it's completely able to totally eradicate the ovar, like the ovar never even happened. That koyach, that and Bezin Shamaylu rechon with that, they have the ability to deal with tshuva in a oifen that it's not mugbal at all and totally erase the past. Bezin Shamata doesn't have that koyach and a meilu klapei os. We don't deal with tshuva as something which is a total ability to erase the past. But Tzadik on this brings, in the Hemshech of Tzadik, he appears to understand that this idea is nichlal in a somewhat sosendik Yerushalmi and a psikta that he brings down. The Yerushalmi says in Masechta Makis that the Shalu Chochma, they asked Chochma, they asked the Koyach of Chochma, Choyte Ma Onshoy, what should be the punishment of a Choyte? So Chochma said, Chatoim Teradev Ro, that they should be pursued by Ro, that bad things should happen to the Choyte. They asked Nevuah, Shalu Nevuah, Choyte Ma Onshoy. So Nevuah said, like a Pasuk in Yecheskel, from the Novi Yecheskel, Hanefesh HaChoyte Si Tomos, it should die. The Nevuah said that the Choyte should die. Shalu Toiro, Choyte Ma Onshoy, they asked the Toiro, what should be the Onish of a Chet, the Chet of a, the punishment of a chayte. So the Torah said, Yovi Osham v'yaskaper loy, let him bring a korban Osham. Shalu l'kodosh moruchu chayte ma'onshoy, they asked the Ebishter chayte ma'onshoy, the Ebishter said, yas a tshuva v'yaskaper loy. The Ebishter said, let him do tshuva and get a kapur. It's not the tzaddik, it sounds like it's a machloikas in the Torah and the kodosh moruchu, it's mamash apel dekazach, the Yushalmi, the Medish, how could it be? Torah said, they have to bring a korban. And the Ebishter said, that yas a tshuva v'yaskaper. What is the Torah chayluk on the Ebishter? What's going on? What's Pshan the Yerushalmi? So Tzadik says, just Bekitzer to say the Nekuda, he says the Pshan in the Yerushalmi is, when it says Shalu the Torah in the Yerushalmi, it's referring to the Koyach of the Mensch to be Noiheg al Piha Torah. Because we know we have a big Yisoy that the Pasuk says the Torah is Loiva Shemayim, he. The Torah is not up in the Shemayim, the Torah is Nitan L'Seichel Ho'anushi to be Noiheg with. And therefore, the question we're asking is, when the person fears his life, al Piha Torah, that means he reworks his Seichel according to the Seichel of Torah, to fashtay everything, to understand everything according to the Torah, what is the person able to be oimed on, alpi, the manhigos of the Torah, the leadership of the Torah, to understand what should be the asidus of a choyte? And the answer is that even with the ganzo koyach haTorah that the mensch has to rework his seichel, that is to refashion his seichel according to the Torah, that the mensch should understand that Shuvah should come along and totally obliterate the past, that it was not a chet, that's not shayach for a mensch to be able to be masig. The moment, the most that a person can understand is being a korban v'yaskapeloi. On that we have, well, maybe it's the Ibish that told us that there is a mufadika koyach of tshuva, which is l'mayla ben aseichel, more than we even understand, and the Ibish that said, sholo kodesh boruch, and the Ibish that said, yas the tshuva v'yaskapeloi. So the Sunday says, that's the yasoy that we're bringing out of here, that al pi ha-toyra, the Torah is unable to be kaveh this thing, that the tshuva should be able to totally erase the aver. That's what Yerushalmi is saying. Sholo toyra, the Torah said, nein, you have to bring, ya, yovi osham v'yaskapeloi. Sholo kodesh boruch, and the Ibish says, yas the tshuva v'yaskapeloi. That's the Yisoid. That Klape Dinei Bezdin, which had done al Piseichel HaNushi, al Piseichel HaTorah that they have, the Torah did not give to Bezdin the Yecholus to say that Tshuva is going to be able to erase the Aver. Klape, the Koyach of the Seichel that Bezdin has, they don't even see it that way, and Mele Tshuva doesn't take away. The Torah didn't give this Koyach to Tshuva that should take away Dinei Bnei Odom, Dinei Anshei Bezdin. But Klape Dinei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dinei Shamayim, like a chorus, the Ebishter as utilizes the Tshuva b'miluoy, b'shlei musay, the completeness of the Koyach of the Tshuva, and therefore the Ebishter utilizes tshuva in the oifen that's completely able to eradicate the past and take away the curse. That's a tzaddik. There is a third derech in the tshuva's Neid B'Yehuda. The Neid B'Yehuda writes in a tshuva that he brings in our whole Gemara and he says, why is it taka that the tshuva doesn't erase the onshim of the Bezen Shamata? So the Neid B'Yehuda says that's a gzeres hakosavi. That's a gzeres hakosav. In other words, the Torah says that you do this aver, you get that oinish, this aver, you get that oinish, and Tshuva can't do anything about it. It's a gzeres hakosav. And why did the Ebishter make that gzeres hakosav? The Neid B'Yehuda, he says a curious thing. He said, because the reason why the Ebishter made the gzeres hakosav, that Tshuva isn't going to impact on Din Bnei Adam, is because the Ebishter wouldn't have made the gzeres hakosav. Nobody is ever going to be able to get any oinish Bezen ever, because the person could always make himself out to be a big about Tshuva, and Bezdin is going to have to go away what they see, and nobody, Bezdin will never ever give any onshi Bezdin if Tshuva could take it away. Now, the Neid B'Yehuda doesn't seem to be stared by that in and of itself, but he says that l'maisa the Torah has an interest in having that the Dinei Bezdin shall at least sometimes be miskayim, because he says that you have to have onshi Bezdin kadei sheyisyore ha'odam milaver. Very interesting, Neid B'Yehuda. That we have to have the onshi Bezdin sometimes fulfilled sheyisyore ha'odam milaver. So maybe the Torah, so to speak, had to take away, had to make a there is a kosev, and take away the yecholos of the tshuva to erase the mishpatei bnei adam, because otherwise the mishpatei adam will never get fulfilled. The person will just make himself out to be about tshuva, and then will never have the milo of anshei bezdin, which is that she is yorei ha'adam milaver. The person should be afraid to violate, and because of that, it's a mamish gzeres hakosev. That's in Yehuda's opinion. The Torah made a nay gzeres hakosev to say that the tshuva is not able to take away the mishpatei bnei adam. Now, in connection with this Neid B'Yehuda, there is a very curious raid in the Steichemet. Steichemet brings in a kasha from a number of Achroinim that the Achroinim ask like this, a Meridika global question on the whole Indian of giving Malkus on a Lois Sasei. And he brings down the Steichemet that a number of Achroinim ask a kasha that why do you ever get Malkus on any Lois Sasei? Why can't you turn every Lois Sasei into Lavanitik La'asei? And we know we have at the very end of today's daf, on the end, the very end of Yudalad and Abayz, and it's Mitzvah Shem continues on the next daf on Tezvov, that the Gemara starts getting into at the end of today today's daf, it starts getting into the asoid of lava nitik la'asei, that you're not loik and olav. And we'll see, Mitzvah Shem, coming up the sugya, we'll have a discussion about it, that lava nitik la'esa is a lav that if you violate the lav, the Torah, especially with kiveya, a particular asei that you're going to do, which is going to fix up that lav. And as a mashal, like we'll see, well, he says, see, men about boiker, don't leave over the kodshim until the boiker. If you do, v'anoisim men about boiker, be'esh t'sreifu, so we fix that with a special asei that you burn this noiser, sreifas noiser. It's a sreifas noiser, it's a special asei that was given to fix up the lav, to be a consequence of the lav and for purpose of fixing it up. So lav and nitik la'asei, you're not loikin all of this, din that you don't get malchus and a lav that's fixable by means of an asei. So on that, the Steichemet brings that a number of achoinim ask Kasha that why don't you say that every single loikin asei in the world is nitik la'asei because of the fact that it's nitik la'asei the tshuva. And now it's mevur and rishainim that tshuva is a mitzvah asei, right? There's different days in the rishainim. The Ramban and Chumash holds that the mitzvah asei of tshuva is mentioned in Parshas Nitzavim, ki a mitzvah, it says v'shav Hashem alei, that you can v'shav tod Hashem alei kecho, etc. And then it says, ki a mitzvah azoyis, v'shav anoich mitzav cho, yoyim lene fleisim v'cho, which the Ramban holds the mitzvah azoyis is going on tshuva. The Shittas Ramban and Chumash is that the mitzvah of tshuva is in Nitzavim, mitzvah to do tshuva. The Rambam holds it's in the pasuk of v'hizvado, a pasuk duchos of v'nosoy, that speaks about when the person did a veira, so it says he does a vidu, which the Rambam says the vidu means tafka of tshuva with a vidu. So there's different days in Rishayim, but there is a mitzvah say that person to do a tshuva. So Abazoi, frek the Steichemet b'shem and number of achrayinim, why don't we say that you should never get malchus for any lav? Because every lav in the world is fixable with this global mitzvah say of tshuva, which fixes every lav. And levitz never lav a nitik la'asei. You do the lois say, you fix it with the asei of tshuva, and tshuva is an asei. So therefore, why do you ever get malchus on any lav? It should always be nitik la'asei. That's the Kasha, the Steichemet brings from a number of achrayim. The Steichemet brings down a couple of trutzim to this Kasha, b'shem the achrayim, he's mafapa a little bit in the trutzim. One teretz he brings down from the Sefer Yalkut HaYashuni, he brings down al pi the Noid Behuda that we just said over. And Noid Behuda said that be'etzem, we really should have said that tshuva would really eradicate any oynish bezdin, any oynish b'di adam, simply because of the fact that tshuva erases the past and erases anshe shamayim and erases koros, it should really have erased anshe bezdin and anshe b'di adam as well, if not for the fact that we needed to make exeris hakosav out of it. This is what we just said. Exeris hakosav that tshuva is unable to take away anshe bezdin. Zoktav tim diyalka de gashuni said that he holds that this Noid Behuda could be utilized as well to answer the more complicated question of a lot of nitik la'asei. The answer is, how are you taking away the oynish, the malchus? From which lavanitik to which asay? And the answer is the asay of tshuva. The Vibalt of the Neidudah says that there is exeris hakosav, that tshuva doesn't have the koyach to take away any oinish, so the achat yoshini nemdon, that it means that tshuva can't take it away oinish in any manner, including with this more complex manner that we're speaking of now, that it's nitik to the asay of tshuva. So there's exeris hakosav, tshuva doesn't have the koyach to take away onshim, and therefore that's going to be applicable here as well to answer the kasha that the tshuva can't make the lois say into nitik to asay of tshuva to take away the malchus. That is the shita of the Steichemet b'shem diyalka to gashuni. Steichemet brings down a second teretz in the name of the chidor and the sefer midbak demois. That it brings a different sefer nachos ben yomin that answered the kasha like this. The chidor and the others wanted to say that the vort here is that asay of tshuva doesn't have b'cholus to make the lav or any lav into nitik la'asei, because the asei is not an asei proti, it's not a specific asei that was gezocht for that specific lav, for this asei is fine-tuned for that lav. Like we gave one example before, you shouldn't leave over the kachim until the morning, lo yisei siru, and if you oivan the lo yisei asei of lo yisei siru, noisar, then there's a mesuyim, a specific asei that's given for that, which is to fix it by means of threifas noisar, to burn the noisar. It's not, here you don't have, we're talking about a global mitzvah asei of tshuva, which applies to any din in the whole day that you violated. It's not specific, it's global. And therefore, that kind of assay, it doesn't have the ability to make the lav nitikla assay. Why? So he brings down, the Chidor said that the reason is because since this is a global assay that goes on all lav and all Isurei Torah, loy olim linatuki. So it's not strong enough. It's weak. It's not, the assay of tshuva is not strong enough. It's loy olim. It's not strong enough to menatik the lav. But doimet what we find, zok the Chidor b'shem and achas ben yamin, that lav shebeklolos ain't loikin alov. That says, lois hasei, which is specific to a particular act, so you get malchus on it. If a lois hasei is general, lav sheba klolos, and applies to a whole bunch of different types of acts, so at the end of the Gemara tells us, in Psachim and Malach and other places, that lav sheba klolos, you're not loikin a lov. Apparently, the Chidon understood that's because of the fact that it's global, it's applicable in a broad array of cases, as opposed to being specific, focused on a narrow case, and therefore it's apparently weaker the way he understood it, so it's weaker so it doesn't generate a malchus. And same over here, what I'm dealing with an assay, which is applicable to a broad array, a global assay, as opposed to being specifically focused, it's weaker. It's loy olim, like the Lashon Chido, loy olim l'netuki, and therefore is unable to take away the malchus from the lois assay. At Bemis, it's, can I mention on this teretz, although you have this taka, this chiluk, that tshuva is a klolostike assay, and it's not a proteostike, a specific assay like Sreifas Noiser and the others, but the specific explanation given by the Chido for the Nachas Ben Yomin, that the idea is that a tshuva is a weaker assay, is certainly a chiddush otzum. Is it really true that when something is applicable in a broad array, a whole spectrum of cases, that makes it weak? He seems to have understood that lav sheba klolos ein loikin alav, the reason he don't get malchus on a lav, it applies to a broad array of cases, is because it's a weaker lav. But the truth is, it's very hard to know. It's kedai to mevar whether anybody actually says that. In Psachim daf Malav, where the Gemara goes through the aside of lav sheba klolos, it doesn't say that lav sheba klolos is weak. That's not what it says. What it says is lo miyach de lave kolav dechsima. That's what it says. In other words, it's not specific like the lav of loisachsim shebedishoy, which, as we'll see coming up, mitzvah shem that loisachsim shebedishoy is the paradigm case of loisachsim that it gets malchus, because the Torah itself, right after loisachsim, it's right before loisachsim in the context there, it speaks about malchus and it says don't muzzle your ox when it's thrashing. So that is a specific paradigm case that loisachsim gets malchus and anything doimit to loisachsim. The Gemara says loisachsim is specific and lav sheba klolos applies to a broad array of cases. That's not miyachti lave kalav dechsima. It's not specific like the lav of chsima. Therefore, there's no malchus. So it's not mentioned in the Gemara that lav sheba klolos is weak, and we don't have any concept that tshuva is weak or weak assay. But he understood it that way, and that seems to be a very big chiddush, which you need to know whether really there's any mocker, any shirish for this idea that the broad array type lav and essen are somehow weaker. But MS, but pshuto, we want much more kedai if you want to go with this mahalach of a kloliastic assay, not being able to menatik a lav, much more kedai to say it differently. And I rather saw b'shem Reb Moshe Sternbuch, as long as I'm saying that he understands it the way that we're saying it, as follows. We'll say it's sharf a little bit more than Reb Moshe Sternbuch says it. If you look, we'll see coming up mitzvah Hashem when we get to the sugya of lav menatik assay. There's a very important Rashi on the bottom of today's Dafkrad, on the bottom of the Dalar and the Beis. Very important, the very end Rashi at the end of the Umad Beis. The Rashi goes through the Yisoid over there of Lava Nitik Lase, and I'll say over briefly the Loshon of Rashi there. Rashi says the concept of Lava Nitik Lase is Shenitik Akosav Es Hase Liois Onshoi Shelav Vitikuno. In other words, what Rashi says is, and it's important, we'll get to the Blineda, we'll get to the Sugya, that the concept is that Geveintlich, generally, a person violates a Lois Hase. There's a punishment. The punishment, generally speaking, is malchus. The Torah said, you violated the lois hasei, you get the punishment of malchus. But lava nitik lasei, the Torah singled out that lav and said that the consequence and the repercussions of that lav is not going to be the usual consequence and repercussions, which is the malchus. We have a specific tailor-made consequence and repercussions for this lav, which is the assay that has to follow it. And that's what Rashi says. Nitik hakosav es haasei, we pulled aside this assay lios on shoy shel lav. It's going to be the oinish and the fixer-upper of the lav. It's specific to that lav. I got a specific assay, which is the consequence of that lav. It both punishes and it fixes up. This is what you did the lav. Now do this thing. You have to do this thing. It's going to fix it up. And therefore, it's lifted out. This lav is lifted out from having the usual consequence of malchus, and it has a special consequence of the assay that was given to it by the Torah. The Meila, that applies a pashtus. Once you understand the Rashi and you hear the Rashi, that applies where the Torah specially gave a tailor-made assay for that lav. But if you're talking about a global assay which is applicable to any violation in the entire kol ha'teira kulo, you have to always do tshuva. So at the end, you really don't have the whole concept of a lav nitik assay. The concept is applicable to an assay proti, because an assay proti, the Torah gave a custom-made consequence for that lav, so I don't go with the usual consequence of malchus. But here we don't have a custom-made consequence for a lav, I just have a kloliastik assay which applies to anything and every case in the world, which you always have to do tshuva, and in Mele, we didn't single out this lav to give it its own special assay consequence. That's Pashtus the Pshat, and the Grand I saw B'Shem Moshe Sternbuch, that that's how he apparently understood the correct teretz to this kasha. Why isn't every lav automatically nitik to asay of tshuva and not get malchus? And the Moshe Sternberg said on that, he wrote on that, that lav nitik l'asay is hainu tikkun l'lav hazeh, and therefore it's ene dem l'chsima and has no malchus. Tshuva is a tikkun kloli and it works differently. That's what he, it's the lush a little bit magumgum, but what he clearly appears to be alluding to is the yasod that we're saying, is that the getter of lav nitik l'asay is that the Torah is custom made a special tikkun for this lav, but the special custom made asay. If it's just a global asay that always applies to every case, it doesn't have the whole yasod of the asay that's going to menatik the lav and make it a nitik l'asay. Now, let's go back to the Ikka Yisoid of Rebbe Akiva, which the Gemara is bringing down over here on top of the Amud, which, as we said, Rebbe Akiva is saying that if a person is Chayav Kares, he could do Tshuva and takes away the Kares. The Aruch HaNeir brings in the Lashon of the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayos. The Rambam writes, it's right at the beginning of the Perish Mishnayos, the beginning of the Perik here, and the Rambam brings down this din of Rebbe Akiva that a Chayav Krisos, the Tshuva, could take care of it, but the Lashon of Rambam is Mefurish, black and white, in the Perish Mishnayos, that the person is taken care of after he gets Malchus, and he's also tshuva, and then he's patered from the chorus. And that's the Lashon of Rambam. Batsam, the Gemara of Bayos doesn't mention a word that when it says that you do tshuva, you get the kapora for the Malchus, that it means Malchus plus it. The Gemara says you do tshuva, you get a kapora from the chorus, you don't get chorus. The Gemara doesn't mention at all that that tshuva is only a bit serious of the Malchus. Malchus plus tshuva, and then you don't get chorus. The Rambam, the Maisa added in his own, a mufatika thing that the Rambam Mamash added in, that whereas the Gemara says that the tshuva takes care of the chorus, the Rambam says the Malchus plus the Tshuva takes care of the Chorus. And in other words, according to that, if for some reason the person didn't get the Malchus, whatever the reason, the Tshuva by itself, according to the Rambam, cannot take care of the Chorus. And the Aruch HaNeir brings down that the Mishnah Melech brings down a kasha from one of the Achorin in the Bani Chai, that he said that it's very shver, the Rambam. And the Rambam is against, well, first of all, the Bani Chai tainted, the Mishnah Melech tainted, that it's against the klal that we happen to have. The Tshuva is a tremendously effective thing, and it could apply for everything, and it's a pelodic effective. So they asked Misora, that why shouldn't the Rambam accept the notion that tshuva all by itself could affect and take away the chorus? The Aruch HaNeir says, however, that it's more than just a broad question about the yesod of tshuva. The question is specific because Loshen and Gemara b'pshuta is mashar akeret, and the Gemara seems to say that tshuva takes care of the chorus. So where are we going to altogether get the right? Where did the Rambam get the recht to just assert on his own against the pashtus of simple reading of the Gemara that the tshuva by itself is not enough, just it combines with the malchus, and with the tshuva with the malchus, then you put them in the chorus? Where is the Rambam getting this from? So the Aruch HaNeir says that in his opinion there actually is a marker for this Rambam, or al kaponim, a marker where the Rambam was coming from to get this conclusion. The Aruch HaNeir says that the Rambam be'emes had a very big problem from a beferish sugya in Yuma Daf Pei Vav, a bevusta famous sugya at the end of Yuma that speaks of the dal chaluke kapora. There are four different levels of kapora that a person needs. You get different levels of kapora for the different severities of the aveir. And over there it says that if a person doesn't have loisa say, so then let's say a loisa say a lower level hatoyim, and you do the tshuva, and tshuva takes you its toilo until Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Over a krisus who mises bezdin, and also tshuva, that's the next category. If you do krisus and mises bezdin, so then the tshuva via Yom Kippurim toilin the yisurim emarkim. In other words, that a person does a isokore, so koshkin even worse, a mises bezdin, before in the Gemara Yuma Pei Vav, that a tshuva could do is, it lets you hang in there for a time period, so it's suspended, the oinish. It'll be a suspended oinish. Even Kippur has that. Tshuva via mekipurim toilim, they suspend the oinish. And then, loyaleinu, the yisurim amemarek. The yisurim are going to come along and cleanse the person. The Gemara brings a pasuk by David, it says, uvakati b'shevet pisham of negoyim avoinam. Okay, so it says over there, negoyim avoinam, achmona l'tzan, person does a very big aveira, and he needs to have yisurim. Fract of them, the Aruch HaNeir, it is mamish a befurish in Ekimora, a hepech from the Gemara over here. It's mamish a pelvic thing. Over here, the Gemara says that tshuva takes care of the chorus, and a person does tshuva, he doesn't get chorus. And over there, the Gemara in Yuma said beferish otherwise, mamish lahedya, it says that the tshuva is just suspends it, and your tshuva, even in Kippur afterwards, suspends it, and then you have to have yisurim machmona l'tzan. So how do you miyash the steer in the sugyas? That was the problem that the Rambam had. Mamish a very big steer, because over there it's mavuah, the tshuva alone is insufficient. Zokt of them, the Aruch HaNeir, that mikoyach this steer of the sugyas, the Rambam learned a very Yudishtik, a surprising understanding of the sugya here. The Rambam learned that Be'emes et Mavur in the sugya in Yuma, the Tshuva by itself can't take care of a Chet Koras, to erase it. It can't. It Gemara's Mavur that the Tshuva will suspend the thing and eventually the person gets Yisurim, and the Yisurim are going to take care of it totally. So what is El Gemara Taka saying when it doesn't mention anything about Yisurim and it seems to be alluding to the fact that the Tshuva alone could do it? It's Zokht of them. The Archoner, the Rambam understood that El Gemara was saying was that the Tshuva coupled with the Malkus that we're speaking of, that we're saying you get the Malkus, so with the Malkus and the Tshuva, you're going to be able to totally eradicate the Aver. Thus, his Tshuva could couple with something. And El Gemara, what they're saying is the Tshuva could couple with the Malkus and it erases the sin and you don't get Chorus. And then when Yuma is talking, if there's no Malkus, then it says Tshuva gets coupled with Yisurim, and when the Yisurim, Achman al Islam, come, the person gets suffering, so then that's going to take care of the Aver. Interesting. The Merchoner is Moisif that he says that this Rambam's understanding he wants to tie in that it fits very well into its Meduyik in the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes in Masechta Yuma. The Pasuk is Ufakarati b'shevet pesham uvenegoyam avoinam. So Zokta Merchoner, there's actually two things mentioned in the Pasuk. B'shevet pesham, the Gemara is talking evidently about Issacharis, a very chomadik aver. That's what the Gemara is assuming like that. And that the Pasuk is saying two things. Shevet pesham, negoyam avoinam. So Zokta Merchoner, according to my understanding of the Rambam, it's actually very good. Because, in other words, the tshuva will suspend the punishment, just suspend it temporarily, and then you're going to have to conclude it with one of two things. Either shevet pisham, the big stick, which is a remez to the malkus, that we're going to get hit, the malkus. So, like we're saying over here, that I'm saying over here, based on the understanding of El Gemara, that the tshuva with the malkus is able to erase the affair. Shevet pisham. The second thing, I'm going to go in my voinam. That says, if the person doesn't get the shevet pisham, he doesn't get hit, doesn't get the malkus bezdin. The second thing, in the goyma voinam, and that's a reference to the Yisurim Idei Shamayim. That's the nega, the Yisurim Idei Shamayim, and that's the second way that's going to totally eradicate the aver. A very interesting Orchaner, and he said, but that is very meduyik, the Yishuv and the two sugyan, and even the Pasuk that the Gemara quotes which makes reference to the Shevet Pisham and the Negoyim Avoyna. Zok the Orchaner, that actually with this Rambam, we have actually a bonus thing that we can understand something that would be very modern and difficult to understand otherwise. And that is, that Be'emes will see we have a very important sugya at the end of the Peir, because the Gemara is going to tell us later on at the end of the Perek, that Chayve Krisus Shaloku Nifteru Midei Krisosam. Now it's Mavur over there, that if a person's Chayve Krisus, but he gets the Malkus, then the Malkus takes away the Chorus. We'll see him as a Shem when we get there, the Sugya. But Kavan the Chonez says that Pashem Yisvora Ba'alma, in simple logic, it's very hard to understand. We know that a person is a simple Loisa, say he gets Malkus, and he gets Malkus 39 lashes, we'll see the whole Sugya at the end of the Perek, and he gets the Malkus, so just do a lesser Aveiro, Chayve Malkus, you get Malkus. What if a person does a Chayve Krisus, it's obviously much more severe than the Chiv Malkus. This is a very severe one, it gets Chorus. So if that's the case, why are you saying that the Chayvi Krisus, he just gets the Malkus and he gets Paniftami De Krisosam? It doesn't seem very logical. Is it really exactly the same consequence, the same exact punishment that you get for the lesser Aveir of the Chiv Malkus and the greater Aveir of the Chiv Chorus? They both, in both cases, you just get a Malkus and it takes away everything else. It's punished illogical. Why would that be that they're both the same consequence, same Malkus takes care of both, even though obviously the Chiv Krisus is much more Chomer than the regular whoever according to the Rambam it does work very well. Erchaneh says a curious thing. He says because actually what the Rambam is telling us is that the Ene Gemara Chayvi Krisa Shaloku Nifteru, according to the Rambam you're going to have to learn that means Chayvi Krisa Shaloku Ani the Tshuva it's Nifteru, right? Because that's the Rambam's understanding is that Malkus alone or Tshuva alone can't take care of the Chorus. You need to have Malkus together with Tshuva. Malkus alone or Tshuva alone can't do it. Malkus plus Tshuva takes care of the Chorus. The Rambam is going to learn up that Gemara at the end of the Perek when it says Chavi Krisus Shaloku Nifteru Midei Krisasam means Loku Vi'osu Tshuva Loku with the Tshuva you did and then you put it from the Chorus. That's what Rambam must learn. If that's the case, Zokta Rechaneir, the Taka works out very well because Malkus Zokta, the din is that a person who doesn't Aveira and gets Malkus is Potter from any subsequent consequence for Shamayim even if he doesn't do Tshuva. Very interesting Rechaneir. In other words, he's totally off the hook once he gets the Malkus even without doing Tshuva. The Malkus itself is your punishment, and once you get the punishment, you're off the hook. You got your punishment for the lav. That's if it's regular Malkus. What happens if it's a Chiyuv Krisus? So then we're saying that actually the Malkus alone doesn't get you off the hook. You have to have Malkus plus Tshuva. So according to Rambam's understanding, you need a tzira for combination of Malkus plus Tshuva. You understand why the Chiyuv Krisus is more chomer than the Chiyuv Malkus, even though ostensibly on the face of it, both of them are taken care of with Malkus. That's not so. Malkus, see the Rambam Chiyuv Malchus taken care of with Malchus alone. The Chiyuv Krisa is taken care of with a special combination of Malchus plus Koras. That everything we just said is all the Shitas HaRambam. However, there's a very important Balamoyer and Mochamis. They get into a whole discussion at the end of the Perek, and both the Balamoyer and the Mochamis, both are Mavur Behedya, Zokti Archoneir. They're both Mavur Beferish against this Rambam, and they both learned that Malchus alone, or, not and, but or, Tshuva alone could take care of the chorus. El Gemara over here is saying that Tshuva alone takes care of the chorus. The Gemara later is saying Malchus alone takes care of the chorus. And they're both mefalpel on this subject, that Malchus alone or Tshuva alone either is sufficient to take care of the chorus. But either we'll discuss the Balmer and Ban when we get there at the end of the Perek. El Kaponim, it's Mavur, that this it says in them, says the Aruch Haner, that they argued flat out in the Rambam, and they learned up that Tshuva alone, for our per Gemara, Tshuva alone is able to take care of the chorus by itself, even if for whatever reason the person never got any Malchus. One last point along these lines. The Chidah in the Ein Zeicher brings down a Shvus Yankiv that says a Peldig and Mufadig thing. Shvus Yankiv understood that is a Machloikas Rishayinim, and this is how the Chidah is Medayik from the Shvus Yankiv, that he understood there's a Machloikas Rishayinim if Tshuva could take away a Din Malchus. And it was just like we find in our Gemara that Tshuva could take away a Din Chorus. And granted, there happens to be also Mavur in the Gemara that Tshuva cannot take away a Din Amesis Benzin. What about if Tshuva could take away a Din Malchus? The Chidah brings down that the Shvus Yankiv learned up that it's a machlokes rishayim, and he understood El Pidarkoi that the shita of the Rambam and other rishayim is that tshuva could take care of a malchus, and there won't be any din of malchus at all once he did the tshuva. As on this, the Chidah says it's a pella that the Shvus Yankiv should say such a thing, and he says it's not a gavon of the Rambam and the other rishayim. And Chidah says a davar poshut umavur. First of all, he says that be'etzem, even just in and of itself, the fact that the Gemara says on Yedaf Yud Gimel that the difference bezen shamayla and bezen shamato, and the bezen shamayla which administers the kores is going to be taken away with the tshuva. Shuvah takes care of Bezen Shamayla, and Bezen Shamata administers Mises Bezen, and Shuvah can't take care of that. Chidah says it's really moving all by itself that Shuvah Mises Bezen is not unique, and any oinish given by the Bezen Shamata, including Malchus, all of these are not going to have that they should be taken away with Shuvah. Shuvah cannot take away Onshi Bezen Shamata. The Gemara happens to give an example of Mises Bezen, but Avada, the exact same thing is true of Malchus as well. According to Kol HaDeis, Shuvah will not take away Malchus. Moreover, says the Chidah, that be'emes it's meduyek and mevur heite from El Gemara on top of Malchus Daf Yudal and Aleph like that as well. The Tshuva cannot take away Malchus because he says that the Gemara over here is explaining why according to Bekiva Kedera Shasai doesn't kick in like we said earlier and doesn't tell us that you can't have both Malchus and Chorus. It's maybe how could you why is it going to be Malchus Malchum a Chorus? And we're explaining that the reason Kedera Shasai doesn't kick in is because Chorus is loy psikale. Chorus is not a definite, because it could be a race with tshuva. The Chidah says it's meduyik heitev in the Gemara that Malchus is psikolei and is a definite. In other words, that the word over here is that Malchus and Chorus are in two different levels, and in a certain way, Chorus is in way less than Malchus, because Chorus is not a definite. You might do tshuva and take care of it, not get Chorus. And Malchus, tshuva cannot possibly impact on it. Malchus is psikolei. If you don't say that, says the Chidah, you haven't really explained why Kedei Rishasai shouldn't kick in over here, because the Malchus and the Chorus are exactly the same. They're on a par. So Vaitar, I have two Anshim over here, which are both the same level. I have Malchus and I have Chorus. You don't have just one, you have two, and you're not allowed to have two. Kedei Rishasa, Risha Achas, and Nech Deirishiyah. You can't have two Anshim, you have to have one. What the Pshan de Gemara is, or the Chidah, is that the Malchus is an absolute, and it definitely won't be taken away with Shuvah. The Malchus is the Oynish that's definitely happening. Masha Inkain, the Chorus, is not the Oynish that's definitely happening, because it may not happen. Perhaps he'll do a Shuvah and he won't get it. So that's why the Malchus is the Oynish, and the Chorus is something which may or may not take place. As opposed, Zot Techidor, this is clearly against what with the Shvus Yankov is Medayik and some Rishonim, the Rambam and others, that he claims that they hold that Malchus is taken away with Tshuva. If that's what's going to happen, if Malchus will be taken away with the Tshuva, then you're going to lose the whole territory of the Gemara here. Because then the Malchus and the Chorus are exactly the same, and I invite to end up with the Shtei Rishiyos, and I'll be in violation of Kedei Rishosai. Later on, the Omud, the Gemara brings down the din of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. Ein Onshin Min Hadin is to say that a person, we're not allowed, we're not able to learn out onshim, punishments of the Torah, from a kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is not able to yield punishments of the Torah. That's the Gemara says. We'll get into Mr. Shem what it says on why. Hakabon, that's the din. Ein onshim and adin. The Dvo over here, as the kasha. The Devon says, if it's true that ain't unshim adin, so how could it be that the Gemara has a whole deal and the Gemara is trying to figure out that a person who's bo al achoiso, shehi achois ovev, she achoisim, a whole complicated theory in the Gemara, that a person lives with a single woman that is related to him multiple ways. She's his sister and she's also his mother's sister, father's sister. So the Gemara works out how that could happen. And if he lives with her, that he gets multiple chatois and cholok lachatois. And how do you know that? That's a source that you have a kolachas v'yachas to bring a seven chatos for each and every one of the shemois that the lady has. So the Gemara brings a story over here with Milan and Yeshua that they were walking to the Itlus Shel Imum and they were asked this question by Rabbi Akiva. He asked them, what's the story? Is there a taka multiple chatois in this case? And they wanted to learn it out from the case of a person who's ba on chomesh nidois behelam echad, and they felt it's a kavu chomer. You know, like the Gemara goes through this discussion that just like by the chomesh nidois, he lives with five women, they have shem echad, they all have exactly the same name, they all have the same shem of nida. And that's vegan, since they're gufa machlokim, they're separate individuals, so therefore he's chayav five chatois for the five beers. So they wanted to tie it to kavu chomer to the case at hand, which is multiple shem. That Shemus Harbei Shalosh Shemus, because this woman has a label of a chois Avav and a label of a chois of a chois Imoy and a label of a chois. So therefore, since she has multiple Shemus, it's a kal v'chomer from the case of Chomish Nidois that she should definitely have a multiple Gabonis. The Gemara then goes on to say it's the Ketzag of the kal v'chomer and etc. The Gemara learns finds a source for this then that there's multiple Chatois for the multiple Shemus. I'm going to factor it for if there's a halacha of Ein Unshim Nadin. Why don't you say that you, even if the kal v'chomer will be Ois Kalten, let's say it's a authentic, accurate kavachomer that if kamo noshim nidois, he brings mechayev multiple kavanas. So who adin the multiple shemois on the lady achois ishto achois of etc. is also going to mechayev multiple. Let's say it is a good kavachomer, but what happened in ancient in unshim nadin? As it was naming on, assuming at that point that mechayev multiple kavanas is a problem with in unshim nadin. I was only going to mechayev one korban, and now you're making a kavachomer to tell me that since the lady has multiple shemois, so therefore the kavachomer yields that she has to bring multiple kavanas. That's in unshim nadin. What happened to the halacha that kavachomer can't generate an oynish? That's what Ritvos kasha. So Ritvos says on this two truism. The first teretz that Ritvos says is that the yeshloimar the korban onshim. In other words, that he without explaining, without elaborating, the chidor says in the first teretz that korban is different from an oynish, and a korban you could be manish a korban adin. You can give a korban based on a kavachomer. It's not a problem if you're talking about an oynish, a punishment, various types of punishments that the kavachomer can't yield. But a korban in this case, the mechalak is a different multiple korbanos that the kavachomer could yield. That's the first teretz. Second teretz of Ritvo, inami zot Ritvo. You could say, like the Ravid said, that in our Gemara it's only a gili milsa ba'al mohu, and that could be learned out of a kavachomer. Thus, he's over here. We're not being mechadash a new punishment. We rather know that a person lives in an erva, he has to bring a carbon. We know those things. If it's a shoy, you can bring a carbon. The nekud over here is whether the multiple shemoy split it into multiple mechayiv of a kabbonis or just one. There is a gili milsa ba'almo, says the Ravid Brutan and the Ritvo. We're not being mamzi, we're not creating a new punishment, or just being megala how the punishment takes effect, how it's told to chois. Does it take effect in multiple korbanos? Does it take effect, take the form of one korban? Then that is a question of gilim milsan that I could learn out with a kavach chomer, and it's not a problem of inyan shmen adin. These are the two terutzim of the Ritva. Now, in order to understand this inyan better, we need to say over a little bit of what it says in Achroinim to explain the concept of asvora, to the idea of what is the asoid of inyan shmen adin. And there are a number of achinish teltzach on this question, and they tie into that inyan shmen adin stands in the face of it like a completely illogical thing. If I'm giving a punishment in a somewhat lesser case and it's still liable to some kind of big punishment, and then I find the even more severe case, that's the kal v'chomer. Madoch, the less severe case gets the punishment. Kolsh game, the more severe case should surely get the punishment. It sounds like a very strong argument. Why is it? What's the logic behind this notion that the Gemara tells us the Yisoid of Ein Unshim Adin? So the Mashah says, a well-known Mashah, Masechta Sanhedrin, the Mashah claims that the Svara behind this is based upon a smag that he brings down. That smag happens to be discussing a different topic. The smag over there is talking about a specific question. There's a din by Noisim Izar Lamoilach, that's a very big aveir, and you get a oinish, and you get a Mises Bezdin, and the chorus is a whole din, the Noisim Izar Lamoilach gets punished, and surely Noisim Izar Lamoilach gets chorus, the Pasuk says, and the Pasuk says, Ki Mizaroi Nosan Lamoilach, Mizaroi. The Gemara learns that in the Smag brings it down, that Mizaroi Mixa Zara Velikolzari. That says if a person gives some of his children away to the Moilach, to the Shaila, what the void of the Moilach was, he gives some of his children to the Moilach, then he gets the chorus, and Mizar Velikolzari, if on the other hand, the person gives away all of his zara, then he doesn't get the punishment of the kraw. The smag over there says that is that a logical thing? He did even worse. He gave all his children away. So the smag, you could give a tam to it, and you could say that because when misas bezdin, oh, he's going misas bezdin, chorus and misas bezdin. So misas bezdin is mechaper the mumosim it's a kapora to the person who gets the mitzvah bezdin. Zok the smag, male, the person gave away mitzvahs of his children, he'll get the mitzvah bezdin, he'll be a kapora. But the zeh, this person who gave away all of his children to the moilech, that's also kol kachaveri gedoyla, she'ein hakadosh baruch hu roitze, she'yehei kapora. It's such a terrible aveir that Ibrahim doesn't want he should get a kapora. And the male, we're not going to give him the mitzvah bezdin because the Ibrahim does not want that he should get the kapora. So the Mashah brings down the smag, and the Mashah says, you see a tremendous yisoy from this smag. We could apply from this yisoy to our suya of an Enshim Hadin. The Mashah says, you see yisoy from the smag that Mises Bezin is a kapora, and it's a tremendous thing, although it's very harsh, it's a Mises Bezin, but it gives you an atonement. And a Meilu, what if a person did a super terrible Geferlach Haveira, it's talking to say, like the smag does say, that it's so terrible that the Ebershter does not want you to get a kapora, and he'll take away the Mises Bezin from you. So if that's the case, like the Mashah, you can give a simple explanation for why in Enshim Hadin. The explanation is because Tainach, the person did a medium sized Aveira, it's like a big Aveira, medium type Aveira, so he gets the punishment. Right? If the person did a terrible, severe Aveira, so you're telling me you should get the punishment. Nein, once the Torah is Kaveh what the punishment is, that's a kapora for the person that takes away the sin, takes away the Aveira. So maybe the medium sized Aveira could take give that punishment, takes away the Aveira. Masha'in came the tremendously chomer, the severe Aveira, is so chomer, it's so severe that the Ebishter won't give you that Oinish because the Oinish is going to take away, it's going to be a kapora, and the Ebishter is not prepared to give you a kapora. So that's why that's a swara behind in Oinshim Adin, Azoy Zog, the Marsha. Now, I want to mention over here something which I didn't see the Achron over here, Shestelzachon, even though the Achron over here discussed the Marsha, the Achron has a discussion of the Marsha over here. I didn't see that they should make the point over here that really, if you would accept this Marsha, then the Hotar Ritvo would be down the tubes. The whole Ritvo is Kasha would fall away. What's the Ritvo is Kasha that we just said over a second ago, that the Ritvo asked why don't you apply Enshim Adin to the case of the Korban? As I said, we'll learn it. Guy, a person lives with his lady who is his Achoisai, who's also an Achois Aviv, who's also an Achois Imoy, and we're saying it's the Shiloh of Kiva was, is it one Korban or is it multiple Korbanos? That was his question. So we're saying we want to make a Kavachoymer that it's multiple Korbanos. And the Ritzvah is asking, why don't you say Enshim Adin? That means if you think about it, the Freedom Ashur, the whole Kasha doesn't start. Because if the whole Yisrael of Enshim Adin is because I'm not so sure I want to give you a Kapora, maybe you did such a terrible, horrible thing that you shouldn't even get a Kapora. That's totally inapplicable in our Gemara because the Gemara is mavur that he was going to get a kapora in any event. There wasn't a shayla he was going to get a kapora. He definitely does get a kapora. He was over in a chi of krisis and he brings a carbon and he gets a kapora. It's a shayla and he gets a kapora with a carbon. The Gemara's whole shayla over here wasn't whether he gets a kapora. The shayla was whether he brings one carbon or multiple kaponas, one for each shem. So as you could see before from the Gemara, there was no question whether there's a kapora. There is one, but is the kapora with the one carbon or multiple? And we said the kapora is dafka with the multiple kaponas. So according to that, the whole question that we should apply an Enshim Adin, like the advice of it, is totally inapplicable, because if the Yisrael of an Enshim Adin is, maybe we don't want to give you a Kapora, it's not happening here anyway. L'chol HaTzadim, you're getting a Kapora, so let's give you the Kavachomer and bring multiple Kavanas. So you see, Ba'alil, from the whole question of the Edva, that the Edva was not learning that an Enshim Adin is based upon the fact that we may not be so sure we want to give you a Kapora. An important Yisrael, because I want to mention this, because the Aruch Haner over here is Mefapel on the Marashoy, Mefapel on the Edva, he doesn't mention this thing that the Edva really can't hold like the Marashoy. That is what maybe might be more kedai to stel tzu to this ritva is a different yisoy that we find that the ginas vrodim, that's a kolam safe in the prima garden, that the ginas vrodim brings down in the name of the carbon iron. The ginas vrodim brings down for the carbon iron a couple of possible explanations for why Ein Enshim Adin. So one reason he brings down, which really needs a big hesber, is that the Ein Enshim Adin is based upon the fact that Shema Ika Pircha. In other words, maybe there's a Pircha, and since there might be a Pircha, so to give you Mamash and Oynish, Tainach to Aser something based on a Kavachoymer, no problem. Well, we made a Kavachoymer, we'll Aser it. But we want to give you Mamash and Oynish, Bezdim, we want to give you Mamash and Oynish based on the Kavachoymer that we're not going to do because Shema Ika Pircha, maybe there's some Pircha to the Kavachoymer. That's one Svara that the Prima Godim, the Guinness Rodin brings down from the carbon iron. Carbon iron, by the way, is one of the classic Mephoshim on the Sifra. It's a parish on the Sifra, an old parish on the Sifra. Now, granted, this Mahalach is really very shver. I don't want to get into all the Richos, but I just want to point at the Kasha on it, that L'choira, how could you even say such a thing? That you're not going to give you Oynish on Kavachoyim because Shema Ika Pircha. Kavachoyim is one of the Yugim Lidish that turned his dreshes for him. You say it in every morning, the Brice or Bishmol, that the Shloshim is her dreshes. Kavachoyim, the Torah itself was dictated that you're supposed to use a Kavachoyim. Granted, maybe we're not so sure. We you know, we'll not. Maybe there's a pircha. Okay, but say it is. So be ma'ayin, go through the sugi b'shleimusoy, and go through all the possible pirchas. And if there's no pircha, then you have to dashna kavachemer. The Torah doesn't give kavachemer as an option. You know, maybe you should make a kavachemer, but maybe you're not sure, be so sure of yourself. Maybe you should be in doubt. It doesn't say that. The kavachemer is one of the yud gimel midrash that in the drash is planned. You have to make a kavachemer. If you don't see a pircha, then you make the kavachemer. So really, it needs a big header what this means that you're not going to give an inish from a kavachemer kashem ikah pircha. It's really pashtus a shver svar. The other svar that the chidah brings down from the that the prima gadol brings down the ginus rodim and the carbon iron is that the reason that you don't manish with a kavachemer is because a kavachemer doesn't work based on logic. It works based upon midoy shatrin nidresh v'em, which by the way happens to be a big story about a kavachemer. The reason we make a kavachemer isn't because we think it's logical to do so. It's because the Torah gave it as one of the yudgal midas that there is reshes. Mi kavachemer, mi gzeir yishol, binyan mi kosav echot. Kavachemer is one of the yudgal midas. This is a bit of an arichos on this point. It's not for now. But al kaponim, kavachemer is banishing because it's one of the yudgal midas. And meilos, that's a carbon iron, that because we're not making it based on logic, we're doing it based on the yudgal midas, that therefore, consequently, we could taina that kavachemer was only given one koyach and not a double koyach. That says, if you want the kavachemer to just make the asr something to create an iser, besider, kavachemer could do that and it could make an iser. But to give a double koyach that says it's going to make an iser and piggybacking on top of the iser, it's also going to make an oinish on top of the iser, so kavachemer wasn't given the second koyach of being manish, and therefore, consequently, ein oinshim adin. That's the second hezber, the other hezber that the Prima Gadol brings down, a possible hezber in the name of the carbon iron. An interesting idea. Al kaponim, I just want to mention briefly that according to that, you might be able to suggest that the hezber in this ritvo, if you go with that mahalach, hezber ritvo is that tainach, if I'm taking, if I learned that from the kavachemer, an isur, I learned that an isur, and I'm learning out an oinish, which is even more chomer than isur, so I'm not taking out the extra chomer of the oinish. Now, Shank and our Gemara, we're talking about carbon, and a carbon really is a kapara. In other words, an oinish maybe is a kapara too, but lemaisa, it's a harsh thing. It's an oinish. The aside of it is to make a punishment out of it, to punish you. Now, Shank and a carbon, the aside of a carbon isn't to punish you, the aside of a carbon is you are shaggy, and you have to bring a carbon to get that kapara, but it's not a carbon, it's not an oinish. So therefore, consequently, if I'm coming to make an oinish, that means I'm adding to the choymer. It's so terrible that I even have to punish you and give you the choymer of the oinish, and that the carbon iron is suggesting that the kavachemer cannot do. Now, Shane can over here, a carbon isn't be associated in oinish altogether, it's just a kapara, and mele, consequently, I don't have the problem that I can't build up choymer and make us a terrible chomadika thing out of it based on kavachemer. Over here, kavachemer is not doing that, the kavachemer is just giving you a carbon, and that maybe is the deal called Lashem Mitzvah that he says, Yeshleimer, that a carbon is shiny, and carbon doesn't have this quality of ein oinishim adin, because a carbon is really not an oinish, it's something else, it's a carbon. I want to mention one last Indian over here, and just an interesting Indian discussed by the Siach Yitzchak, one of the Achroinim in Masechta Makis on this Omud. As we mentioned before, the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Kiva said that Tayasek and Leo de Beshua beitlos shel imum in the marketplace of imum shehol chulikach behemol and mishta benoy shel gamliel, and he asked this whole complicated question of habal achoysay achoysav etc. By the way, I once heard from Belsky Zechariah Levracha that he mentioned that the reason the Gemara and a number of Mekaymis mentioned that they were on the way to the market, there's a sugi like this increases as well. Like they were on the way to the market, and I asked them this question, that question. So he says that to come to tell you, it's pasha to train us, to teach us what the Gedolei Meroyim used to do, the Gedolei Tanoim used to do when they were on the way to the market and checking at the animals and going to buy the him and Mishnah Lishon Leo. So Belsky said that they were holding and learning, and this Mamash the Gemara records complicated and tifa conversations and learning that they had when they're on the way to the market buying the animal. Halbonim, the Siach Yitzchak over here asked the Kasha, the Siach Yitzchak asked that Lechaira, how is it that they went on their own purposely to the market to buy the behemoth of Mishra B'Shalom Leo? Why don't you say that the Gemara says in Masech HaKadosh and Daf Ayin that Kivon Shnesmad Odom Parnis Alat Tzibur also Basiyas Malacha Matnei Shloisha? The Gemara says that once a person is appointed a leader over the Tzibur, he's not a do Malacha in front of three people, it's a Bezoya into the godless of the bench, he's a Parnis Alat Tzibur. So then they're going and buying a cow, they're buying a behemoth, whatever they're buying for the Mishra B'Shalom Leo. How is it that they're going and doing that themselves? The Siach Yitzchak says that the answer is a Mokom Mitzvah Shiny. And he brings a smach to this thing that it's different if it's a mokum mitzvah, and if it's for a mitzvah, the sugi kedushin itself is meduyik like that. The sugi says that to make a mica, you're allowed to do do malacha. And therefore, he said this is also, this is a mitzvah to buy a behemoth for the b'noi shem mishta b'noi for a simchas nesuin. So therefore, that's a mitzvah as well to make a simchas nesuin. And therefore, makom mitzvah shiny. Now, granted, it happens to be that the same discussion as Yechitzik over here is really discussing the Steichemet. And Steichemet brings down from the Chidah in the Machzik Brocha that the Chidah brings down from the Sefer Be'er Yankiv that also said, Mamish the same Yisoy, that how is it that our Gemara is saying that in Lil and Bishua, the great Gedolim, Panas from Latzibur, they went to the Shuk to buy a behemoth? So it must be that because of mitzvah shiny, that's what he says, then even any mitzvah is good, even a mitzvah like taking care of the Mishta of the Simchas Nesuin of Neshim Aliel, that's a mitzvah too. As long as it's a mitzvah, it's mutter to be Oisik and Malacha with Neshloisha. Zonktavtem the Chidah, the Seichemet brings it, the Chidah said that you really have no raya, because that whole Isser to do a Basias Malacha, that's Hainu Malacha Mamish, that's to do Mamish a Malacha, and he does it out in public, and that's a Bezoyan for a great parents in the Tzibur. Masha'inkin Zonktavtem, go out to the market and check out which animal you want for the feast, which you want for the Mishnah, and then afterwards, you won't even bring it yourself, your attendants, your Mishoras will bring it. So that it's Ein Zabachlau, that's not included in the problem. The Ein Bezoyan, that's not a Bezoyan, the Kamosorim Yasukain. It's not a Bezoyan because many Sorim will do this thing, and who says a Bezoyan? Just go out there and check out the animal and see which is a nice fed animal for the Mishnah. So as he Machzavek and dismisses the whole question, the Chidah, because he says that they weren't doing a true Malacha. Now, I don't want to mention one Nakud on this, and that is that it appears that there are actually two drachim in the Gedolim to understand what the Yisrael of the Isser is over there altogether. What is the Yisrael of the Isser of Asiyas Malacha of Nei Shloisha? So, granted, there's a Chuvas Marashdam that brings down that the reason is the Isser is Kedei Shalo Yisbaza Be'enehem. In other words, a parnas of Tzibur came to Malacha in public because he's Mevuzah, you know, he's taking care of knocking nails into the walls, he's taking care of the plumbing, whatever he's doing, and he's doing it out in public, and he's the parnas of Tzibur, he becomes Misbaza Be'enehem, it's a Bezoyan in the eyes of the Tzibur, and that's why he can't do it. However, in Rashi, in Kedushin Tafayin over there, it's Meduyik that Rashi had a slightly different Havana. The Rashi says that it's a Gnayu Letzibur, that the Tzibur has this Parnas, and he's Ein Loi Mi Sheyasem Malach Toy. In other words, according to Rashi, the Yisoid is not in and of itself the fact that you're doing a Mavuzadika work, a Mavuzadika act. Even if it wouldn't be a Mavuzadika act, the problem here is that you don't have someone else to take care of it for you. Why are you doing it yourself? If you're a great Parnas Letzibur, you should have Meshorasim, you should have Shamoshin to take care of the thing for you. You don't have any Shamish, and you have to take care of your own need for yourself, and the public sees it, that's the Bezoyan according to Rashi. Not the Etzem Pa'ula, but the fact that you're doing it yourself without having the Shamoshin take care of it. That's what Rashi says. So I just wanted to mention that the truth is that the Be'er Sorim, which is, as we said before, the Be'er Yankov, I'm sorry, the Be'er Yankov that's quoted by the Seichemet, so he happens to bring down the Rashi over there when he asks this question. In other words, it's Meduyik and the Be'er Yankov that he knew good and well that going out to the market to check out the animal is not a Mavuzetic activity, it's not a Bezoyan, it's like doing the plumbing out in public. It's nothing like that. Of course, it's not a bazillion in itself. The reason he asked this kasha, though, is that he felt, in other words, that Enlil and the Gedolim should not have done it themselves. They should have Meshoras and go out and do it. And therefore, even though it's not a Mavuzadik act, it leads to a bazillion that eyes at its Tzibur because they say, where's his Meshoras and that should have been doing it himself? So you don't look at whether the act is a Mavuzadik act. You look at the fact that if he has Meshoras and let him take care of it himself. That was the kasha he was asking. And therefore, Be'emeth, that kasha does make sense, even though we're masking that they were not doing any kind of major pool and a major activity. Grad, it happens to be that the Chidor, the way the Steichemet brings it, Grad, the Chidor said on that this Kamosorim Sheyasukain. And many Sorim do it. They just go out and look. They check it out for a moment, then they have the attendants bring it home. So the way the Chidor is saying that Kamosorim Yasukain, it's common for even a great person to just go out and check it out. It could be the question is going to be for Enfit anyway. Even if the question was, where's his Meshoras? The answer could be, okay, this is a small act that you want to check it yourself, and you do it yourself, and the Derech HaSorim is to do it. Pachamonim, I just want to bring up this Nakuda that based on Rashi and Masechta Kedushin, the limits test over here is it a Mevuzetik, a disgraceful act, which is not. Just check out the animal. The limits test is, shouldn't you have your Meshoras, which you're sending out to do it, and that the Be'er Yankov held that he should have had a Meshoras and sent out the Meshoras, and he had to say that mitzvah shiny.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.